Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast, HoustonTexans.com. 2010, Path to the Draft, sponsored by Fox Sports Houston. Drew Doherty with the Monday morning quarterback himself, Peter King, expert on the NFL and coffee and a whole lot else. Peter, you're here in Indianapolis at the Combine. What about this draft overall sticks out the most to you? What's the strength of this 2010 draft?
You know, I think it's a very, very good defensive draft, especially at the defensive line. I think it's sort of an average offensive draft with some good offensive linemen, you know, some good tackles through the first round. But I think one of the things you're going to see is that teams won't be as active in restricted free agency because teams are not really going to want to give up draft choices. You know, in other words, if you sign a restricted free agent, you have to give up a 1, a 2, maybe a 2 and a 4, whatever. And so I think teams are going to be a little bit more close to the vest with their draft picks. But I think overall it's probably a better year for defense, and it's a year that I think teams will be a little stingy trading their picks.
The Texans going to go at 20. They lose that coin flip this morning with the Falcons. What guy, what position would you see them, you know, using with that? I mean, it's so far out, but who looks good to you at that spot?
I think if the Houston Texans could somehow, some way, see Joe Hayden of Florida, the corner, fall 10, 11, 12, 13, I bet Rick Smith is going to be on the phone madly trying to dial up to get Joe Hayden. Because, you know, Dante Robinson was never quite, you know, he wasn't the lifetime solution at corner that they thought he was when they drafted him. And so, I mean, I would think that corner would be a pretty high priority. I think they've done a good job in supplementing their linebacking group, and they have Mario Williams, and I think that, you know, assuming that they re-sign D'Amico Ryans, I think you know, obviously everybody wants a defensive tackle, but so I think that could be a possibility. But the position that I'd love to see them, you know, address in the first two rounds is running back, because I had a lot of faith last year that Steve Slayton was going to begin to be a long-term solution at running back. And I'm not saying he can't help this team, but I do think now he's a little bit more of a question mark than he is a solution. So I think running back has to be addressed. And, you know, I never think that you can address the offensive line too often. I mean, if you're asking me, I would think, you know, corner, you know, running back, defensive tackle, offensive line.
Would a Mike Iupati, with all that in mind, look good to you at that spot?
I love that guy, and I don't know anything about, I don't watch much college football, but I watch a lot starting the Senior Bowl. I mean, I really enjoy the fact that NFL Network now, you know, does so much coverage at things like the Senior Bowl, because I get to see guys who I never have seen during the season because I just don't watch a lot of college football. And that guy, I was talking to Mike Mayock about that today. He is mean, and he's pretty quick. And I think eventually he's going to have a chance to play tackle in the NFL. I think he's the kind of versatile guy who year one has the ferocity to start at guard in the NFL. I love the guy. I would be surprised if he gets much lower than 2022 in this draft. I think he'll be a rising guy as people watch more and more tape on him.
Peter, we really appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and best of luck the rest of the way.
My pleasure. Thanks.